Hey, you're here at another episode of Freeform Fridays, and today you're listening to Chris Martin of Getting Work to Work talking about community. And the interesting thing that I've been thinking a lot about community is last week I went and saw a film called Murder in the Front Row. And it's a documentary film about the San Francisco Bay Area thrash metal scene in the 80s. If you're not familiar with that scene, you've most likely heard the bands associated with that scene. Bands like Metallica, bands like Megadeth, Exodus, Slayer. These are some big name bands that chances are you've heard of Metallica. But what was interesting about this documentary film was that it was really about the community that built up around the music. And it wasn't just the community that went to the shows, it was the community that went to the record stores. It was the tape trading communities that they were sharing the live bootlegs, if you will, of these shows. And when things needed to be shared, they would go to these central locations of the record plant, is what it was called. And so, you know, community was an incredible part of this movement of music that was created. And the interesting thing that got me thinking was, as I'm watching this documentary in a theater, I heard the different factions of the community throughout the documentary in the theater. So, you know, you could tell whose band was their band. You know, when something funny was said about Metallica, I was laughing because in many ways that was my band growing up and still is to this day. But then you had the people laughing at Exodus and Slayer and Testament and all these different bands. And I just enjoyed the fact that they were connecting to their bands on the screen, and together we were connecting through our experience of this documentary. And I think that's something that, as I was driving home, I realized that have we lost that sense of community, that physical sense of community, where people in the 80s were going to record stores and they were looking at, you know, these records on the shelf and talking to the people that were buying these records and creating a sense of community. Do we have that same nature of community online? Do you get that same sense of community listening to podcasts, scrounging the channels of social media, or have we just deluded ourselves in thinking that maybe we don't need that like we thought we did? This is a tough question to ask because for the longest time I've worked solely in a digital space. And as I move into more physical interactions where I'm with people, I can't help but think about the community that I'm building up around the work that I'm doing. And I think chances are you're going to be experiencing that as well in your work, in the things that you want to bring into this world. And that's not to say that technology is the villain in this story. I mean, it's natural that we're going to find new ways to connect and new ways to experience music. But when I think about why thrash metal was so important, it was because that it was a community of loners who found each other. And there's something so powerful in that, because I was a loner growing up. I'm okay being alone right now. And as I'm talking, I imagine that there are people that listen to this show that probably identify as a loner. But how do you find the other loners? Is it just subreddits and obscure forums? Is it, you know, social media? What are the ways that we're going to discover these communities? And that brings in another way of bringing community together. And I think that's this idea of building a collection. As all of these fans were collecting tapes, I don't know if we think about collections in the same way in today's digital age. As I was sitting on the couch over the weekend scrolling through Netflix, I'm like, I'm not ever, ever, ever going to watch the majority of this content. Like, I'll probably watch 1% of what is available on Netflix because that isn't the collection that I ultimately want to curate. And then I looked at my DVD shelf and my Blu-ray shelf and realized this is really what I've been curating. These are the filmmakers that I've been identifying with. This is the art that challenges me. And that is the struggle. That is the struggle as a digital. That is the struggle in a digital world. How do you really curate something that isn't meant to be curated? I don't think we're meant to curate the digital experience. We're just meant to consume it. So how do you do that? How do you do that so that then you provide the ability for community to happen? So as you think about what you're creating in your professional career, think about the ways that you are creating stuff that can be collected so that community can be formed and built. Because I think that's ultimately what changes society. It's the things that bring people together, not necessarily what how great you are at something or what's the popular things. It's really the things that bring people together so that when they're together, they talk and they share life. And that's really, as you know, we are entering into a holiday season. You know, we just passed through Thanksgiving in America, and now we're heading into the Christmas season. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, it is a time to share life with other people. And as I think about what I'll be sharing with people, I want to make sure that I'm sharing the things that I love, the things that I experience, but also allowing other people space to share what they love so that I can experience it through their experience. So hope you're enjoying these Freeform Fridays. This is a shorter one than last time, but at the same time, hey, have fun with the work that you do. I hope that this inspires you to just create without the pressure of having it be perfect, but making it authentic and real to your experience, because that is what people want. They want you to be you. Yeah, make it good, but at the same time, make it you. And that's really what I've been pressuring myself to do. Be me and just be okay with the fact that, hey, life is meant to be lived. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life. See, I can't even stop saying that. But then again, I was at a meeting earlier today, and when I said that that was my closing line to the show, they're like, that's great. So, hey, you know, there you go.